Ashton Hayward could have run for a third term under the city's 2009 charter, but chose not to. On Friday, he and Robinson met to begin the changeover, which takes effect with the new mayor's installment on November 27th.
I think, you know, it's exciting for Pensacola. Grover and I go back a long way. We talked everything about family, personal life. We both grew up in Cordova Park. We used to pass each other on the way to school. I was going to St. Paul's, and he was going to Cordova Park, and, you know, his parents were amazing people.
The discussion also turned to various issues important to Pensacola, such as where the city is today and various changes during Hayward's 8-year tenure. Also, about moving forward.
We discussed the importance of the executive branch and the legislative branch, and, you know, I shared with him it's entirely different, and I think once you get in here and see the landscape for yourself, I don't think you can really fully understand until you're actually in those shoes.
Robinson says Hayward is fully aware that the executive role of mayor is different from the legislative role of his previous seat on the Escambia County Commission.
Because you're responsible for everyone in the workforce. You got a lot of people depending on you within City Hall, as well as your 55,000 citizens. It's going to be a big job, and I think I was trying to frame that, and Grover understands that, and he was extremely receptive.
During the race, Hayward endorsed Robinson's opponent, Pensacola City Councilman Brian Spencer. The mayor says it was a profoundly difficult choice to make.
Grover and I discussed a little bit of that. You know, I'd worked with Brian. We were together on the charter change, and, you know, that was my reasoning on that, and I felt like Brian was the right candidate. But I think in politics, you have to be bigger for the community and for the city, and it's about the citizens that are paying the freight and making our city go.
The Robinson-Spencer matchup was one of the rare campaigns where the candidates stuck to the issues and their visions of Pensacola, without the mudslinging and other vitriol that's come to mark political campaigns in this day and age. Their civility came as no surprise to Hayward.
Grover and I grew up together. He's got a lot of integrity, and Brian and I have worked a lot as well together, and he's got a lot of integrity. Their interests were the best interests for the city of Pensacola and the citizens of Pensacola, and that's what they showcased. I think it's a testament of where we're going as a community.
Despite the Brian Spencer endorsement, Hayward is now solidly in the camp of Mayor-elect Grover Robinson, pledging his full support, part of which is based on his personal experience.
I shared with Grover that I want him to be very successful, and I'll be a big cheerleader, and I'm going to support him in any capacity that he needs me to be there for him. Being the first strong mayor, there's a lot of things that you learn, and we kind of paved the way for some things that hopefully will be easier for Grover.
While his mission is ending at City Hall, Ashton Hayward believes he's fulfilled his vision as mayor, but he also believes the city's better days are ahead, and he's looking forward to being a part of that as a private citizen. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.